The U.S. Report.
Harley Carnes is with us. The House has passed the budget, Harley?
They have. The Senate still has to act, and then they'll have to work out some sort of compromise measure. But this is serious, attention-getting, eye-watering numbers. $4 trillion.
Trillion?
Seems to me a lot. Yeah, $4 trillion. That's 4,000 billion.
That's an extraordinary amount of money. Tell me about the NFL TV ratings. This is all the kneel down during the national anthem controversy, and the ratings have actually dived.
Yeah, they've been tanking, if you will. I mean, from their perspective, I mean, it's down 5.1% this year during the same period last season, you know, compared to last season, 18% since 2015. People don't like that protest. And they've said they don't like it. The fans boo the players when they do it. And so when the games are on television, they don't show it anymore. They, for the most part, don't show it. It's hard to see it, but people know what's going on. And they have literally done as Donald Trump suggested. They've turned away from the television in very large numbers. It doesn't take a big number to start making it difficult for the advertisers, you know, and for the teams, therefore. So whether or not it's hitting the bottom line yet, we don't know, but when you start losing that kind of rating, then it's not a good thing.
How did this manslaughter accused bloke get a new trial?
Well, highest court in Massachusetts says he deserves a new trial after all. Must have been pretty boring. Some of the jury went to sleep during the testimony. So if you sleep through the testimony, it's probably a pretty fair argument that you might not have gotten a completely fair examination of the evidence against you.
Yes, I think if the jury's asleep, there might be a problem. Harley, thanks for your help this week. Alan will be back on Monday, and I'll talk to you shortly.
Bye-bye.